So what I want to do is move on to the next section here, which is 9 through 17. And like I said, I had these clusters subclustered. So within 9 through 17, I really want to actually first look at 9 through 15, and then I want to look at 16 and 17 separately. Okay, so let's imagine now we're in the second Yechidus. We left the first Yechidus with a great deal of relief because we had knowledge of our condition. We understood the root of our conflict. We understood ourselves better, what makes us tick. That itself is comforting. But were we told yet what to do about it? It's already a great revelation, by the way, just to be able to identify where a voice is coming from. Just to be able to understand that there's this dichotomy and there's two different drives. That itself is a great relief and it's very helpful, but I don't know what to do about it yet. So I come back from my second Yechidus, the Alter Rebbe says, did you get chapters 1 through 8? And I say, yeah, I got the gist. I got it. Has it helped you? Yeah, it's helped me become aware, helped me identify where my different drives are coming from. Thank you. Why are you back? I'm back because I don't have tools. I need to learn how to manage this conflict. Ah, great. You want to talk about conflict management? Let's jump into chapter 9. Chapter 9 is a metaphor that King Solomon wrote about a war over a city. He said there's two kings and they're both vying for control. And both of them want absolute dominion over the city. One king is the animal soul and one king is the godly soul. And the kingdom is, what's the kingdom? Or rather, I should say, who's the kingdom? You, okay? Your body. And do they want a split? Do they want a two-state solution? Each one wants complete dominance. Now, this is going to be hard to negotiate a peace settlement here.